from the Assisi Project, and welcome to week 3 of the Franciscan Spirit for Advent and Christmas. I'm Cliff Garvey. Advent marks the beginning of the Church's liturgical year. It is a time for prayer, penance, and preparation. Even during the darkest moments in our lives, it is a time to joyfully anticipate the coming of the Lord, a time to open our hearts and minds to the nativity of the child Jesus at Christmas. Blessed Jacopone of Todi is among those saints and sinners whose lives were transformed and whose broken hearts were healed by God's merciful love. He lived from 1230 until 1306. Born into nobility, Jacopone practiced law and accumulated great wealth and influence in his hometown. But in 1268, his beloved wife, Vanna, was killed in a freak accident during a local festival. Upon learning that his wife wore a penitential corset to atone for his sins, Jacopone donated his riches to the poor. After living as a hermit and penitent for several years, he eventually entered the Order of Friars Minor, the religious fraternity founded by Saint Francis of Assisi. He became part of the group known as the Spirituals, which insisted on living the rule of Saint Francis in its most strict and literal form. In 1298, 2 decades after joining the order, Jacopone penned a satirical critique of Pope Boniface VIII. The Holy Father was not amused. During those days, the Pope carried both the keys of the kingdom of heaven and commanded powerful armies. Jacopone was arrested, excommunicated, and sentenced to life in prison. In 1303, the new Pope, Benedict XI, pardoned and released the aging friar. Jacopone retired to an isolated hermitage near a convent of poor clares who fed him and cared for him. Tradition teaches that at the approach of Christmas in 1306, Jacopone begged for the sacrament of the sick from his old friend John of Liverna. Ever the loyal friend, John rushed to his side, and on Christmas Eve, during the celebration of Holy Mass, just as the priest intoned the first words of the Gloria, Jacopone passed from this life. More than 800 years later, Jacopone of Todi is best remembered for writing the Stabat Mater, which is still sung in churches throughout the world. But during this third week of Advent, we pray with and reflect on a passage from the Lauds by Jacopone of Todi. These prayers and verses were probably written for his own use during those long and dreadful years in the papal prison. Despite almost unimaginable suffering in that prison, Jacopone maintained his deep faith, discipline in prayer, and abiding joy in the love and mercy of the poor Christ. He writes, "God does not dwell in a heart that is confined. A heart is only as large as the love it holds." The following passage, often called a salutation to the Blessed Virgin Mary, pays tribute to the young girl from Nazareth who carried the Christ child in her womb and loved him into the world. With Jacopone of Todi, let us pray for each other, for our brothers and sisters in faith, and for all who suffer during these troubled times, that through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, all people might find real peace and true joy at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas. A Salutation to the Blessed Virgin Mary by Blessed Jacopone of Todi. Hail, Virgin Mary, Holy Blessed Mary. You carry God within you, God and man, and his weight does not burden you. Miraculous virgin birth, a child born from your sealed womb. The infant joyfully leaves the castle through the locked gates, because it would not be fitting for God to do violence to the womb that shelters him. O Mary, how did you feel when you first saw him? Did the love nearly destroy you? As you gazed upon him, how could you sustain such love? When you gave him nourishment, how could you bear such joy? When he turned to you and called you mother, how could you bear being called the mother of God? O Holy Lady, I am struck silent when I think of how you looked on him, when you held him, when you tended to his every need. What did you feel when you held him in your arms? The love that bound you together makes me weep. Most warm and blessed heart, alive and aflame, how is it that love did not consume you? Fortitude sustained you and steadied your burning heart. The humility of the child dwarfed even your own. With your acceptance, you ascended to glory. But he abased himself and humbled himself to our wretched state. Compared to his humility in becoming like us, all other humility is nothing but pride. Come, come one and all, come running. Come and see eternal life wrapped in simple cloth. Take him in your arms. He will embrace you. He has come to redeem us. He has come to redeem the world, which has lost its hope. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our prayers for the third week of Advent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For our families and friends, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For our parish communities, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For our departed brothers and sisters, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For the poor, the sick, and the left behind, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For all who have asked us to pray for them, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For an increase in faith, hope, and love in the world, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For an increase in peace, justice, and solidarity in the world, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For our divided country, our wounded church, and our suffering world, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And finally, a prayer for the blessed season of Advent. Good and gracious God, may the powerful intercession of St. Francis and St. Clare and Jacopone of Todi bring us closer to Christ, closer to the Church, and closer to each other. May their prayers comfort us, empower us, and protect us as we strive to live the gospel, share God's love, and rebuild the Church during Advent, at Christmas, and always. We offer this prayer through the poor Christ, our merciful Lord and Savior. Amen. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. Saint Clare of Assisi, pray for us. Jacopone of Todi, pray for us. Our Lady of the Angels, pray for us. Founded in 2007, the Assisi Project is a fellowship of Franciscans in spirit with friends and followers throughout the world. We are dedicated to helping believers of all ages more faithfully live the gospel of Christ in the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi. The Assisi Project is a nonprofit, tax-exempt, charitable organization. You can support our ministries and programs via Amazon Smile or PayPal, or by mailing a tax-deductible donation to the Assisi Project, Post Office Box 3158, Gloucester, Massachusetts, 01931. Join us online at assisiproject.com. Thanks for listening. May the Lord give you peace. This audio recording is produced by the Assisi Project. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.